This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, get ready for another exciting adventure involving News Talk Radio with the king of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the stories, to go through the list and the people. The folks that are on that list, and perhaps there'll be a few countdown extra conversations as well during the course of the next hour. So, as Gene Burns used to say, this program is brought to you by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution.
He said the First Amendment.
Was the First Amendment is freedom of speech. That's right. Second Amendment is guns.
That's right. We right. Force you to listen at gunpoint.
Like, if you don't vote for Putin, you get shot. That's the way it is in Russia.
That seems to be the way a lot of people want it to be here. Okay, yeah, here we go.
There's a subtle one. Thank you, Michael.
Good for you. You thought I was Casper Milquetoast, didn't you?
No, I knew better than that.
Number 10, right. We have the Texas wildfires. At number 9, we have the Supreme Court of the United States social media case. At number 8, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. And at 7, we have the Israel-Gaza war. At number 6, the Biden impeachment inquiry, still rumbling on the survey. McConnell to exit leadership. He's leaving. That's number 5. Alabama's embryo ruling is number 4. Number 3, the U.S. migrant crisis. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, Donald Trump's legal battles. On the people survey, we have at number 10 a tie between Vladimir Putin and Yulia Navalnaya. Her name is pronounced differently than her late husband. Benjamin Netanyahu is 9, Mike Johnson 8, number 7, Hunter Biden, number 6, Mitch McConnell, number 5, Lincoln Riley, number 4, Fannie Willis tied with Nathan Wade. Nikki Haley is still hanging in there in the top 3. Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1 this week in terms of conversation. And that's a snapshot of the week's activity on News Talk Radio across America.
All right. In a moment, I would like to share with you some thoughts that I've heard from listeners about the sources of news, who gets quoted, how they get quoted, and a statement that was made by one of the liberal members of the print media that the Republican Party is treating Mr. Putin as if he were an ideological ally. Let's deal with that because it touches a couple of things. Number 2, the presidential race. Number 8, the Russian-Ukrainian war. First, a reminder about the semi-annual site-wide sale going on at Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks' semi-annual sale is accessible easily by going to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. You can shop to your heart's content. Great things. You can load up on the butcher cut of filet, the burgers, comfortable classics. I think they even have some macaroni in there someplace. But everything is bigger and better at Omaha Steaks right now. If you've been there before, you know how good it is. So why not take advantage, especially, again, if you're familiar with Omaha Steaks and you haven't ordered from them for a while. What a perfect opportunity to do so with their semi-annual sale. So load up now. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug. Get their 100% guarantee. They will provide you with free steak burgers. They have bacon-wrapped fillets. They have boneless chicken breasts, pork chops, franks, you name it. And for your trouble, you're going to get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers when you order now. So you got a half-price deal plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. Visit omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, for this deal. A great deal, if I do say so myself. You like that sort of thing? All right, now, I was watching one of the news channels, And I don't spend much time doing that, as you know. I don't find it either educationally important or enlightening. I do, however, find I think more when I see some of the stuff on News Nation. And one of the hosts pointed out that there was a source used to tell the world that 100 Palestinians got killed by the Israelis when the UN truck arrived with food and sustenance. And the source was the Hamas agency. So this host brought up the question, which I think is extraordinarily legitimate and worth some time, as to when the sources that are quoted by mostly MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times are so obviously not objective. Hamas is giving you the story and you're taking it and you're running with it without questioning it. So I guess I would ask you, Michael, in terms of how that plays on our talk radio brethren, how, you know, I'm bringing up that story because I don't, the sources that, if you want to talk about sources, I have a number of different things, as we all do, that we use every day. But I now how do I know what's real? I look at all of these different sources from left to right and in the middle. I don't know what to believe anymore, frankly. I looked at the video of these throngs of people mobbing this vehicle as it came in. I understand they're hungry and they're thirsty, but I didn't see anybody, you know, they did shoot up in the air to get people to get away from the truck so that they could, you know, dispense the food. But why would you, if you were a legitimate news source, take the word of Hamas? I guess that would be my question. I'm going to ask you, I wonder if people even understand that read the New York Times or watch MSNBC or watch CNN. Or, I mean, probably the same thing happens on the Fox side. We all know that there's these biases. We talk about them all the time. So I don't want to beat a horse to death, but that was the latest example, and it fit into our discussion of number 7 this week.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's different points of view on the Israeli-Hamas war that has really ripped the nation apart.
But is it based on fact or is it based on fiction?
Well, that's a very fact and fiction. Therein lies the rub. You've got to make your own decision. You've got to look at the source. I mean, as you said, I mean, you figured it out. You said they're quoting Hamas. I can't believe that. But some people are sympathetic to Hamas. Some people are sympathetic to the Palestinians. And you alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, and I alluded to it a few minutes before that there are people in this country in legitimate political circles, particularly at this point in the Republican Party, who are ideologically sympathetic to Putin. So we have people in this country on college campuses, in the media, and in one of the two parties who are sympathetic to Putin. We have people in this country in legitimate institutions who are sympathetic to the Palestinians. This further complicates the situation in America in terms of the old statement, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What truths do we hold to be self-evident anymore? And there is your problem. What do I believe? How do I feel? And this is a very challenging period. Much of it is because of the acceleration of media and the ability for people to get out there on an equal playing field with questionable sources and questionable credibility in terms of journalism, etc. So there you go. This is a very difficult time, and we're seeing it play out.
Notice Michael did not say news media. He used the term media because now I think there's a separation between the media and the news media. I wanted to, if I can ask you, let's back up just a little bit. In news talk circles, do you think that hosts and listeners equate support of Hamas to anti-Semitism?
Oh, I think a lot of people equate support of Hamas with anti-Semitism. There's significant political and poli-sci debate over the separation between Zionism and anti-Semitism? Mm-hmm. Can you be for Israel, or can you criticize Israel and not be criticizing the Jewish people? Oh, where does the state of Israel begin or end?
So the government of Israel versus the people, residents there. Yeah.
And this is an issue that is very sensitive, because if you look at the real world, anti-Semitism is often couched in what seems like legitimate criticism of Israel or the politics of it. It gives people who hate Jews the opportunity to harbor those feelings and express them in what seems to be legitimate.
Yeah.
Get away with it.
Right. Get away with it. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's interesting because there's such an oxymoronic sort of approach. And I'll use the Republicans here and said I was leaning left with my disdain for believing stuff that came from Hamas. Now let's look on the right. And the Republicans, I mean, certainly Tucker Carlson isn't a party official, but he certainly is a big Trump guy, and he echoes a lot of Russian propaganda, especially since his trip to see Putin. So is his point of view or what he's reporting, is that legitimate? Or is it one-sided? It is the same, as far as I'm concerned, the same as, why would you believe Tucker Carlson, who went to see Putin and sort of was under his spell, any more than you'd believe Hamas?
Well, yeah, why would you?
Yeah, that's why. I don't.
All right.
I don't believe any of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you take it to its furthest logical, extreme, why should we believe anybody? And why should we necessarily believe
that? Let's shut this program down. Yeah.
And why would you believe anything is black or white? I mean, why does one necessarily have to watch Tucker Carlson or go back to the days of Walter Cronkite and believe them? What are we looking for? Religious leaders in terms of our news delivery? Critical thinking is where it's at. We shouldn't believe anybody.
By the way, Walter Cronkite signed off this week, 42 years ago. There's something to think about. It's pretty sobering. It's 18 after here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of Applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything, like what I'm going to order today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Are participating U.S.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot? Don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, sir. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through the stories, the people, some other things that are going on. A lot of people like to listen to us talk about some of the folks who are on the air, some of the ways they treat the issues. I thought it was interesting just to spend another moment or two, Michael, if we may, on what's going on in Russia. Sort of the secondary side of the focus on Putin is the focus on Navalny and his wife, who's made it onto the list, the people list this week. She and other mourners gathered for the funeral in Moscow Square, even though there were, Putin said, if you go to the funeral, I'll arrest you and you'll go to jail. They didn't do that. So the funeral went on. Interesting to see the gathering the pictures of the people who were there. You know, it's so fascinating. Everything's so instant. You know, you could see what was going on as the funeral took place. And, you know, normally, ordinarily, why would we be concerned about the funeral of somebody in Moscow? But this guy represented something. And so the representation that he presents is back to the focus on him, is back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. One side, seemingly the liberals, like Navalny and like what he stood for, and they're all over. Most of the liberal news agencies have covered this thing from top to bottom, whereas most of the right of center news folks didn't mention it at all because it was contrary. Maybe you could, you know, figure out that it was contrary to Putin's interests, and maybe the Republicans do like Putin. There's another example. What do you think?
Well, I think that I think the Republicans do like Putin. I don't think this is I don't think we're uncovering any mystery here. This is becoming part of the issues and the factions that believe in them. Of course, within the Republican Party, there are different points of view on that, and that's an internal conflict. Just as within the Democrats and the left, how far left you want to go, there's a lot of controversy as to what the stance should be on Israel and the Palestinians. These are, intra-party wars that are being figured out. But there's no mystery attached to the fact that there is a an empathy with Putin, that the that many Republicans, and particularly Trump at this point and his followers, are supporters. They empathize. They're sympathetic to Vladimir Putin. It's obvious.
Yeah. You know how crazy the world is, though? Seriously. This guy this week, the former U.S. ambassador to Cuba, accused of working for decades as a secret communist agent for Cuba, said this week that he will plead guilty. So here's a guy, Manuel Roca, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who is ambassador under a couple of different presidents. He got turned. Isn't that what they call? Isn't that the expression? He got turned by the commies in Cuba to act as a double agent. This well, they, is like, I mean, they, you can't make they, movies as good as this.
They found, you know, hundreds of cases of exquisite cigars in his
basement. Yeah.
What I'm wondering is, what are the consequences of this? What are the consequences of an intelligence breach coming out of Cuba? Now,
or for the rest of us?
For the rest of us. I mean,
for him.
That's why he got away with it for so long. I wonder why.
Yeah. But what, you know, you go back to the Bay of Pigs. You and I are old enough to remember all of that stuff and the consequences of some of the same sorts of things. Are frankly happening. It is a strange world we live in, Master Jack. 28 after the hour here on The Countdown.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. My pillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love my pillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The my pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers, they have down comforters, they have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to mypillow.com. There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at gcnteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, see if we can get back to some inspiration here, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here on the weekly talk radio countdown show, which we've been doing for decades, trying to put the perspective, not the spin, but the perspective on the stories. There are some things that I like to ask to press Michael on because he's such a strong observer and has ways of putting things that most other people do not. So that's why he's sought out by a lot of people. When you read the news media coverage of what's going on in talk radio, Michael inadvertently was always the one that they went to for comments on what is this person doing, that person doing, you know, what about... It's just, you know, there's so many interesting characters here that are... And the issues are certainly paramount. I'm looking at the people list, Donald Trump, Joe Biden on the top of the list. So I was thinking about how going back to what I said at the beginning of the program, Michael, about the political press, the network news shows, the presidential race. Is this a contest between two normal politicians? I would say that we... Maybe as a friendly reminder, it's not between two normal politicians and normal human beings at all, right? And so,
It makes the Mitt Romney-Barack Obama race seem very mild, doesn't it?
Right.
If you think back to races, you know, Walter Mondale versus Ronald Reagan, you know, Dwight Eisenhower versus Adlai Stevenson, you know, Abraham Lincoln versus, you know, Stephen Douglas. I forgot his name for a moment. Haven't spoken to him in a while. It's interesting when you say normal candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Are they abnormal candidates, or are we just stuck in the moment and think it's very heavy?
This is what makes it interesting, maybe slash amusing. This past week, Trump is making fun of Biden because he can't remember some nuance, or he's stuttering over something. And then Biden reminds all of us that Trump had forgotten his wife's name in a recent conversation. So this is like a comedy of errors, and yet it's about the probably most powerful seat in the world. And we got a couple of clowns running, you know, for this, and we're not satisfied with it, but we seem to be going along with it to a point. Is that too broad a statement?
No, it's true. And one of the culprits in this deadly dance is the media, or the press, or the journalists, or the news media, however you want to call it, in focusing on performance, on focusing on the superficial. That with all of the issues happening today and the complexity of an administration that doesn't necessarily rely on the brain farts of the occupant of the White House, okay? It's not like these guys are making minute-to-minute decisions off the top of their head. There's a whole support system on both sides. The fact that the media focuses on performance, that it's such a beauty contest, in this case an ugly contest, it's disgraceful that our country has become so distracted by frivolous concerns like who can remember their wife's name, or who can remember what state they're in. This goes on with everybody. And maybe they are a little bit old, and maybe they are a little bit feeble in terms of that, but there's so much more to it. And we don't focus on any of the important stuff, we meaning our society and its watchdogs.
Yeah. So is listening to Donald Trump painful, or is listening to Joe Biden painful, or is listening to both of them painful? That's kind of the issue here. I think it is painful. It's sad, frankly. And I don't know, maybe I should be more aggressive with it than calling it sad, but it just is.
Well, this is your opinion. Well, this is your opinion, but you have to understand that the people listening to this broadcast have opinions of their own, and that the people that are on this medium called News Talk Radio that we're covering on this program have various opinions along a spectrum. It's not all one way or the other. When you look at it under the microscope, as we do, there are many different points of view within each point of view. And some people find listening to Donald Trump to be exhilarating. Look at how excited they are. Others find it painful. And the Biden situation, I don't know if anybody's exhilarated by him, but there are a set of facts out there, statistics and otherwise, that could be interpreted any way you want to spin them, and some of which that say Biden has actually been a successful president. In other words, if everything was reversed, both sides would still have the same complaints about the other.
Of course they would.
There's no rooting in reality or a common understanding of what makes sense.
Because nothing makes any sense. Maybe that's part of it. Oh. Unga bunga. I just looking at some other stuff here back and forth. I don't know why I do this to myself. I'm looking at the numbers for the elections the last 8 years. Trump got fewer votes than Hillary Clinton did, fewer popular votes, but he managed to secure the presidency by winning the
Electoral College.
Electoral College. Trump then, in 2020, got almost 10 million votes more than he did in 2016, and yet he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because the inconvenient fact there is that Biden got more votes. Trump is absolutely right. Yeah. Trump received more votes in the last election than any sitting president in history. Yeah. It's true. But the part that he leaves out of it is that Biden received more. Therefore, he lost the election. What's so hard to figure about that? In athletics, people who come in second in many cases are running much faster or performing much greater feats than people in the past who've come in first. Doesn't mean that they win their race. It's statistics. People play with numbers. The fact is, a lot of people voted in the last election, more so than we've seen, if ever, because there's so much at stake. And last I saw, you win the election if you get the most votes, or in the case of the Electoral College, the game is played the way the game is scored.
Thumbs down on that. I don't think that's everybody else wins because they get the most votes. Why isn't that true for the presidency? The system is so outmoded. The Republicans like it because it gave them the chance to put Trump into office.
It gave him a chance also to put Bush into office. The reason the Republicans like the Electoral College, this is my opinion, this is just my opinion, is because in this particular epoch, it works to their advantage. If suddenly it didn't, they'd be against the Electoral College and have all these reasons against it. There's nothing intrinsic about it that I could see that conforms to Republican ideology. It's just, hey, we win with it, so let's be for it, and let's figure out what reasons. And like everything, there are always reasons for and against almost any issue, if you want to find them.
You got that. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. A reminder about how much support you get. You're trying to lose weight. You go to Calitrin's website. Calotren is the spelling of Calitrin. But what you want to do is go to the website, toploss.com. Hard to forget that. That's a great site. Easy to remember, toploss.com, to figure out how you can join the Calitrin movement and get really healthy. Push the green button and order Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that supports your body, helps you get back into shape, because the ingredients do enable you to restore some of the things that you lose when you're losing all that weight. That's why the calitrin, collagen protein, the digestive enzymes that are in this, the main ingredients, help your body absorb the ingredients. The way that it's formulated, it goes right to work in your body and rebuilds and restores the muscle that you have lost. Friends and family, the whole thing right now, this weekend, the last weekend of their president's sale, it really is fabulous. You can consult their website, toploss.com, to see how you can benefit from this other than just losing weight. There are other things that are in there that will help support your body in so many different ways. All about health and your well-being. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you do decide to purchase the product, please use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, get free shipping, and also access, if there's something you've forgotten in the deal structure, that will remind you automatically of what you've missed and what you ought to get. That's Calitrin, the weight loss formula that really works, the all-natural way, at toploss.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hear that?
the sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch here, the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, mhinterview.com, focuses on a chat with a lady from the United Nations. You were very involved in terms of media with the worldwide, say it again, Doug, there it is, Worldwide Radio Day, which we celebrated here, and I celebrated with you on the Good Day program. So what did you learn about the state of global radio that you didn't know before talking to this lady?
How diverse it is, and how radio plays different roles in different countries around the world. We look at radio from the standpoint of domestic United States radio, and that, of course, is because we're here. But if you look at the big picture of radio, you can learn a lot about the bigger picture of radio as it applies to the United States. I found it to be very educational. I also, you know, contributed to the cause of celebrating World Radio Day. I thought that they seemed happy with my work, and it was a big success this year. But my conversation with Mirta Lorenzo, she speaks five languages. She's an international human being, I mean, dedicated to world peace through communication. She brings a very, very interesting perspective to the discussion of media from a worldwide view, and I think people will enjoy listening to it. It's at mhinterview.com.
Was she a government agent before? How did she get into this?
She's always been a person who wants to make contributions to the world. She comes from Argentina. She's half Portuguese, half Argentine, and she lives in Paris. She has three masters in communication from the University of Buenos Aires, from the Sorbonne in Paris, and from Sweden. Mm-hmm. Amazing person, just brilliant. Yeah. And she's just a very smart person who knows a lot about the world and has good intentions.
MHinterview.com. If you're on the Talkers website, you can click onto the podcast there as well. You see the list every week, we publish the list. Talkers.com has the list of the stories and the people. We do that at Good Day Show as well. I don't want to, I'm kind of going to go out in this segment as a bear. Is that Bill, this sort of is indicative of how number three, the migrant crisis, has become a focus in states like Arizona, where there's a bill that's going through the legislature now that will allow shooting and killing migrants to be legal. If they come onto your property, you can shoot them. That'd be an interesting thing to have that.
Until the first innocent person is shot by accident.
Shot, right, yeah.
Or on purpose.
Maybe the end of that. Yeah. All right, 10 before the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael and Doug.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I love listening to that theme. It makes me stand up and want to salute. I don't know what I want to salute. Maybe I should salute Chuck Curry. General Curry is here. It sounds like a new kind of yogurt. It's General Curry's yogurt. Yeah, listen, maybe in another life. All right, Chuck Curry, movie man. We talk about film and television on Movie Moments here. And so the theme from Superman brings us into what frame of mind and frame of reference, Chucker?
Believe it or not, Doug, with the superhero movies, you know, just when you thought you were out, they pulled you back in. They started filming on the new Superman movie yesterday under the direction of James Gunn, the guy who is responsible for the Guardians of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel, took a position a couple of years ago at Warner Brothers DC, is in charge of that part of the franchise. I have high hopes for this film. The only thing I would say is I think he should have waited another year. I think people need a rest from superhero films. I think it's a year too early. It'll be out, believe it or not, July 2025. An actor named David Corsewet is Clark Kent's Superman. He looks pretty appealing. And Rachel Brunchen is an actress who's going to play Lois Lane. I think she was born to play that role. I'm not that familiar with her, but I've seen enough work where I would say she's a perfect cast. But anyway, they changed the title already from Superman Legacy to just Superman. They're going to call it Superman. So we'll see. I got a question for you. You ever see the original Superman in 1978 in a movie theater? Do you remember seeing it?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yep.
Where did you see it? Where?
I saw in the Framingham Theater, where I see pretty much, it was either here or in the AMC Theater in Santa Monica, but I think it was here in Framingham where I saw it.
And yeah, I saw it at the Kingsway Duplex in 1978. 78. I remember the long line to get in, and I was very satisfied with that film after I watched it. Great movie directed by the late Richard Donner.
Yeah, it was. All those movies. I don't know. I think the second one got a little out of hand with the
No,
bad
I love
guys
the second one. It was the third and the fourth one. The third, the third and the fourth one, especially the fourth one, is just fascinating history. Warner Brothers actually sold the rights to Superman to Canon, which was a schlock production company. And when they were filming it, they took the money that they were supposed to have for that movie, and they gave it to He-Man, the movie, and they basically ran out of money. Christopher Reeve came up with the storyline. Gene Hackman came back as Lex Luthor. I actually interviewed John Cryer a couple months ago. He played Lenny Luthor in that film, and I asked him some Gene Hackman stories. He gave me some good stuff. But that movie was very, very, very disappointing because the effects were so, so cheap. They had no money to do it.
Yeah, wow. I didn't even remember that. I follow all those series for the most part. Mm-hmm. I think some of the stuff, though, with the Marvel comics has gotten out of hand. It's too much of the same stuff. Too many of the same bad guys.
Too many of these monsters. Too many.
Oh, my God.
Too many.
Yeah, I thought Brie Larson was a likable character. She seemed like a likable person and, is doing what they asked her to do. But I think she got sort of the short end of the stick in this last one, it would appear.
All right,
what do we have coming out?
Sure. We got this weekend Dune 2, which is expected to have an $80+ million opening weekend. Amazing reviews, 98% positive. There's some people calling this one of the best sci-fi action films in decades. Here's a good part. The report, and again, it's not my money, but I do look at the industry as a whole, some of the positives and negatives. Reported production budget, $190 million. That means the director did a great job getting this in line with mass profitability. Because if this movie does $600 million worldwide, which it'll easily do, that means it's very, very profitable before it goes into its digital releases where they want to be with a studio. But the reviews are great. I can't tell you I'm a huge Dune fan, but I actually might wander into a theater to see it. Actually, yesterday I went to see Ordinary Angels because I'm going to interview Hilary Swank today. I got to tell you, I was an emotional movie. I enjoyed it, and it was probably the most emotional I've gotten in a movie theater watching a movie, Doug, since Shelley Winters did a head first dive saving Gene Hackman in the Poseidon Adventure in 1972. Like I was really emotional watching this film, and I highly recommend it. It's character driven. She's awesome in the film. It's based on a true story, and It hits all the right beats. It's character driven, and it's the way movies should be, involving, and it stayed with me after I saw it.
We'll see how it does this weekend when you report to us on Monday here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.